You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
We are wrapping up the week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, old time radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio or on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com, or you can leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you enjoyed this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Fridays, we hope to say the secret word on You Bet Your Life. This episode was originally aired October 25th, 1950. And George, what is the secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is air. A-I-R.
Really?
You Bet Your Life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples tonight. Fenneman, who's first to try for it?
Well, a bachelor and a spinster, Groucho, selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air.
Land sakes.
Their names are Ida Easley and Jack Wayne, and here they come now. Come on in here, folks, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Ida Easley, huh?
Ida Easley.
Oh, that's an Easley name to remember. You're the spinster, eh?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Let me see you spin. Where are you from, Ida?
I'm from Taylorville, Illinois.
Where?
Taylorville, Illinois.
Taylorville? Did you have a job, Ida?
I'm a matron of the Douglas Aircraft Company.
Oh, thank you. Ida, of course you realize that half of that swag belongs to Mr. Wayne over here.
Yeah, that's what worries me. I think he's more worried than I am, for I have a hold of it.
Well, eventually he may be holding you and the $50, eh?
Well,
Jack,
time will tell.
Well, what do you do, Jack?
Oh, I run a streetcar.
Where are you from, Jack?
Born in the heart of Boston.
Why did you leave the bean town?
Oh, my feet got itchy, and I want to roam.
You went to Rome, and how'd you like it there? Where do you run your trolley?
On the track.
Caught me napping, eh? I suppose that's one of the little jokes you streetcar men use to amuse each other back in the car barn, is that it?
That's an old joke.
It is, eh? Well, it may interest you to know that while you're knocking each other out back in the car barn, the city's pulling up the tracks to make way for a bus line. Jack, how come you're a bachelor? Is it because in your job you see too much of women?
Oh, I see plenty of them.
You do, huh? You could see a lot more of them if you'd step off your streetcar and watch them climb on. I always get on last. They think it's politeness, but it isn't really. Jack, if you found the right woman, would you be interested in matrimony?
Oh, I guess I Would.
What would you consider the right woman?
Or a housekeeper, a good housekeeper, a good cook. And they'll go to a ball game with me once in a while.
You don't need one girl. What you need is the YWCA, Jack. How old are you, Ida, if that isn't too...
I think I'm about his age.
Frankly, you don't care how old he is, do you?
Huh? Thought of such a thing.
You're his age anyway, no matter how old he is.
No matter how old.
Are you a good cook, Ida?
Well, I think I'm good.
Do you like baseball?
Oh, very much.
You follow it quite closely?
Yes, I keep up the game.
I see. Well, I'm an average fan, too. What do you think of Sugar Ray Robinson's chances this year? You think he's going to break Babe Ruth's record?
Oh, I think he stands a very good chance.
Yes, but on the other hand, don't forget, he still has to beat Gussie Moran.
I know. I understand.
Well, you can't blame a girl for trying, I always say. As a matter of fact, I never said that before in my life. I don't know why I lie this way, eh? Would you get married tonight if the right man came along and knocked you off your feet?
Oh, I think I would.
You would. Well, look out for Ding Dong Daddy, are you? He can knock you off your feet and charge you 11 cents car fare at the same time. Well, you certainly make a nice couple. Just remember, none but the brave deserve the fare, Jack. Always remember that, eh? And you're just the one to collect it. Now, we're going to play You Bet Your Life for $2,000. But I want you to pay close attention to Fenneman over there.
Friends, when you select a dealer to service your car, you owe it to yourself to visit a member of the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer Organization. This nationwide group, there are over 3,000 of them from coast to coast, believes in the old-fashioned idea of courtesy and the modern idea of finest equipment, best trained men. As for the cars they handle, well, there just aren't any better than the big and brilliant DeSoto and the beautiful Plymouth. DeSoto is the car with smooth, sweeping lines that attract so much attention. You'll enjoy the experience of greater safety with DeSoto's powerful brakes that bring you to a smooth stop. No car in America has bigger brakes. DeSoto starts so quickly and powerfully and lets you drive without shifting. So drive a DeSoto before you decide on any car. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Look for those two great names linked together. DeSoto, Plymouth.
All right, now let's see if you two will get a chance at the $2,000. Fenneman, explain the rules.
All right. Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show. You see, our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected birds, animals, and people as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
$10.
$10. What animal do you associate with Jonah?
A whale.
The whale is right. Now, talk right up.
And you folks are on your way. You have $30.
All right, you got $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 will you try?
$20.
$20? What animal do you associate with the Pied Piper? Take a look at Jack.
Oh, they followed her up the street.
The Piper.
Well, I'm sorry. It's rats. You were on the right track. How much have they got now?
They now have $10, Groucho.
Well, that's a shame. You're down
to
$10.
That's a shame. We're down
all right.
to $10.
Here's your third question. How much of the 10 will you try?
$5.
$5. Is that all right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
What animal do you associate with Daniel in the Bible?
Lion.
Lion.
The lion is right, huh?
Well, it's funny again. Now I have $15.
All right, you got $15, and here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 15 will you risk?
Well, let's take $10.
$10.
$10. What animal do you associate with Lady Godiva?
Oh, the horse.
That's right, a horse is correct.
And we wind up with a grand total of $25.
Don't forget, you won how much?
$25.
$25, and you won $100. That's $125. Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth.
Well, Groucho, our next couple has been in a waiting room off stage, so, of course, they don't know the secret word is air.
True, true.
Okay, fellas, you can bring them in now. We invited some lady barbers to the program tonight, And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Maybelle Taylor. Her partner is a married man, Mr. Thomas DeSilver. And here they are, folks. I'd like you to meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, and if you say the secret word, you'll split $100 between you. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Maybelle Taylor, is that right?
That's right.
And Thomas DeSilva. You're a lady barber, Maybelle?
That's right.
Where are you from, Maybelle?
Montana.
Montana, whereabouts?
Culbertson, Montana.
And Thomas DeSilva, you're a married man, huh?
That's right.
Is that your only claim to distinction, Thomas?
Yes.
What sort of work do you do, Tommy?
Retired police captain.
Oh. How long? I'm glad I found that out. How long have you been married?
16 years.
Do you remember how you met your wife? Huh?
Yes, but it's a long story.
Well, keep it down to 1,500 words, will you? I have to be in Pittsburgh a week from next Wednesday. Okay, go ahead. How'd you meet your wife?
We went down to Wildwood, New Jersey. Got a couple of bathing suits and took her down to Wildwood, New Jersey. Put a bathing suit on and then gave her the engagement ring.
You're a pretty shrewd cookie, aren't you?
So, after I seen her in the bathing suit, then I started singing proposal to her.
You sang a proposal?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did you sing the proposal to her?
Let me call you sweetheart and gave her the engagement ring.
Would you mind singing a few words?
Sing it? Oh.
Well, go ahead.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me
too. She's the love that shines in your eyes, how true.
If we had two more fellas, we'd have the worst quartet in this town.
I'm in love with you.
And she consented to marry you after that? That's the first time
years.
I ever sang a chorus in 5 keys. Now, Maybelle, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married, huh? Would you get married to a man who sang like that to you?
Well, certainly.
I never met a lady barber before. Aren't they pretty rare?
Well, I'd say there's possibly 15 of us in the city of Los Angeles.
No, that's medium rare. Now, what made you decide? What made you decide to become a barber? Or a tonsorial artist, is that what?
I wanted to make money enough to see myself through nurse's training.
And?
I'm still barbering.
What's the difference between a lady barber and a man barber?
There are several.
There are several differences?
There are several differences.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that, huh? You better clarify it, Maybelle. There's a hermit in Idaho who may have forgotten.
Well, we have a lighter touch, and we don't talk an ear off of you. Mm-hmm.
What do? Just shave it off, huh? I suppose you have a scrapbook where you keep all your clippings, Maybelle?
Huh? Yes.
Do any of your customers flirt with you, Maybelle? The male customers?
Well, they're not really serious with me.
Now, how do you handle these Romeos?
Oh, I just kid them along. They like it.
Well, how do you kid them? Do you tell them jokes?
Yes, occasionally.
Well, tell us a joke. Go ahead. Pretend I'm sitting in your chair and you want me to forget how much all this is going to cost me. Now you go ahead and tell me a joke.
Do you know the best way to save your hair?
Yes, put it in a cigar box. That's an old joke. Tell me another joke, huh?
Do you know a way to avoid falling hair?
Yes, just step nimbly to one side, huh? That's even older than the other joke, huh? You know any more jokes, Maybelle?
No, I believe not.
Go on, admit it. I'm too fast for you, huh, Maybelle?
Well,
grass...
Well, your hair is getting a little bit thin.
Yeah, well, grass doesn't grow on a busy street, Maybelle.
I was going to say that grass doesn't grow on a cement highway either.
Mabel, I know just how your customers feel. My head is bloody but unbowed. Well, all right, now we're going to play You Bet Your Life, eh? Now, we'll see how you two make out in the battle for the $2,000. You got to work together as a team and run your $20 into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but Fenneman's going to remind our listeners.
The Bachelor and the Spinster won $25.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nicknames of famous cities as your category. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try? Tommy, wake up. $10. You're going to ignore Mabel, huh? What city is known as the city of brotherly love?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. That's where you...
They're on their way, Groucho. They have $30.
$30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 will you try?
No,
talk right up.
Make it 20.
All right. What city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada is right.
All your folks are refining now. You have $50.
Okay. Here's the third question. Now, how much will you bet?
50.
50. What city is known as the Mile High City?
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado.
And they find the $100.
You've climbed as high as Denver, Colorado. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 100 will you try?
Make it all. The last question?
Yes, here's the last question.
Let it go.
You're going to shoot the works, huh? What city is known as the Smoky City?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh is right. And good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to soon know who gets the chance at the big question, worth $2,000 tonight. Because at this point, the people who were just up here, the lady barber and the married man, are leading with $200. And the secret word is still air.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fellas, you can bring in our next contestants. We invited to the show tonight some professional golfers and some singing teachers. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Lucia Liverette and Mr. Paul Runyon. And here they come. Folks, I'd like you to meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, folks. And if you say the DeSoto Plymouth secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Lucia Liverette, huh? You're a singing teacher? Sounds like a pretty good record, Lucia. Where are you from? Sing Sing?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, huh?
Yes,
you sing the St. Louis blues?
Well, no, not quite.
Paul Runyon, it's nice to see you again. I'm sure everyone is familiar with your name. What did you say your name was?
Paul Runyon.
Paul Runyon, huh? See, there, even you're familiar with it, huh? Well, let's see. You won the Davis Cup, the Whiteman Cup, and the men's singles at Forest Hills, didn't you?
You may have a good memory, but those are tennis terms.
Oh, wrong racket. What are some of your titles? What are some of your titles, Paul?
I was fortunate enough to win the National Professional Golfers Championship
PGA.
In 1934 and 1938.
That's pretty good for a little fellow like that, huh? All famous golfers have nicknames, though, Paul. What's yours?
Little Poison.
Little Poison, huh? They call me Big Schlemiel, huh? Why do they call you Little Poison, Paul?
Well, perhaps it's because I have been the thorn in the side of some heavier adversaries.
Very well put, Paul. And Lucia, what kind of singing do you teach?
Opera and classical and semi-classic.
You mean they have to study to scream like that? Huh? Tell me, Rigoletto, can you teach anyone to sing?
I will say yes, because I've never found anyone yet who could not learn if he had the correct technical work.
You should have been out here about 10 minutes ago. Huh? You'd be licking your wounds now, Lucia. All right, how would you teach me, Lucia? Boom, 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 boom. That's Lucia.
Yes, it is. Yes. Well, to begin with, correct breathing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, inhaling.
Inhaling.
Deeply. Relaxation so the air will keep coming in.
There you are. You pick that out, Lucia, and be sure Paul gets 50 of it, huh? Well, cadenza, are all singers alike, or is there a difference between them?
Oh, certainly.
What kind of voices do singers have?
Well, of course, to begin with, our first classification is there are women's voices and men's voices.
Well, I didn't know that. I must tell this to this Hyman. Suppose I wanted to get up a lady quartet. Could I find one who sings bass?
No. The contralto is as low as a lady goes.
You haven't been out with...
Ha, ha, ha.
Lucia, obviously, we haven't been out with the same kind of lady. Now, Paul, let's talk about golf. How long do you have to be a pro before you can become an amateur? Oh, no, my mistake. That's tennis. I was thinking of... What is your favorite club?
The Annandale Golf Club of Pasadena.
What's your best score for 18 holes?
On a regulation 18-hole championship course, 61 at the Forest Hill Field Club in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
How about the... What does the average golfer go around in?
I think 95 to 100.
How about the girls? Don't some of the girls do better than that?
Oh, a good many of the girls go around in a great deal less.
What time does your club open up in the morning? I remember the first time I played golf, I went around in 75. I didn't play at all in 76. I was busy at Valley Forge. How can I improve my score? I shoot around 94. That's what cheating.
I think I'd advise you to take a few lessons from a competent instructor. Do a little practicing and a little playing.
I've taken lessons. It's hopeless.
Well,
how could I learn to win without playing well?
You might resort to a little pencil pushing, or you might have a hole in your pocket, or you might have a handy toe in the rough, or you might use a hand mashie more frequently.
How is it you know so much about those things? Tell me about that pencil pushing again, huh?
First of all, you have to forget to count over five.
On any hole?
Any hole.
What about the 540 at Hillcrest?
Well, I think you could still forget to count over five on that.
I do, but you know where I am? I'm in the first sand trap leaving the tee. I met 11 Arabs the last time I played. You must have had a number of exciting moments as a professional golfer. Can you tell us about one of them, Paul?
Well, as a tournament player, I've had many exciting experiences. Perhaps the most exciting is during the playing of the international four-ball matches in Miami, Florida. I was partnered by Horton Smith in this best ball event, and on arriving at the fourth tee, I dropped a high five-iron shot right on the top of a head of a gentleman sitting on a camp stool behind the green. He had just reached up to take his hat off to polish his head with his handkerchief when the ball lit on the top of his head and he dropped off of the seat like he'd been shot with a Winchester rifle. But on the next year, Horton and I incidentally won the first International Four-Ball Championship and we were paired again as partners. The next year, arriving at the ninth green with 2,000 or 3,000 people down the left side of the fairway, Smith hit a booming hook down the left side. Down goes a man. Who is it? Our friend of the camp. And the publicity on the International Four-Ball matches the next year says that Dr. Johnson is in Miami to watch his perennial favorites, Runyon and Smith, in the International Four-Ball matches, but he'll gallery in an armored suit.
Well, it must be very handy to have a walking bullseye on the golf course. Huh? Now, Lucia, let's get back to singing again. Do you have any particular exercises you give your singing pupils?
Well, yes, there are several kinds of exercises, all to teach them freedom of breathing, and as I said, the free flow of air up into the resonance chambers, and then to make them relax and be happy about what they're doing, we give them a laughing exercise. They enjoy it. They laugh all the way from middle C up to high C.
I once laughed from Glendale at Burbank. But... What about demonstrating this exercise, Lucia? Eh?
We might take something a little lower, maybe.
We'll take something a little lower. Me, for example. Huh? You can't get any lower than that. Let's go, huh?
I see.
Tail loose, Lucia.
All right. The deep breath in the diaphragm. Then drop the jaw open for the air to go up, and then...
Well, the three of us could be very happy, Paul. We could all sing together, Mashies in the Cold, Cold Ground. Well, now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat the other two couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,000 question. That's the DeSoto Plymouth question. Now, I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners.
The lady barber and the married man are ahead with $200.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected women athletes as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
In what sport is Gussie Moran famous?
Tennis.
Tennis is right. Huh? And on the way, they have $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $30 will you bet on your second question?
$20.
In what sport is Florence Chadwick famous? It's a tough one. Take a
tennis?
Stand. No, I'm sorry. It's swimming. She broke Gertrude Edley's record for the Channel.
They now have $10.
You now have $10, he said in a low funereal voice, huh? Here's your third question. How much of the 10 are you going to go for?
Nine.
Well, you're going to hang on the edge, huh, Paul? In what sport is Patty Berg famous?
Golf.
Golf is right, huh? Well, on the way again, they now have $19. All right, you guys, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 19?
The works.
You want to shoot the works, all right. In what sport is Barbara Ann Scott famous?
Ice skating.
Ice skating is correct.
And they wind up with a grand total of $38. And that means the lady barber and the married man with $200 get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question. The best trained men, the best materials, and the best equipment. Those are the important things every DeSoto Plymouth dealer offers you car owners. And that's why you should take your car for service to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. You see, DeSoto Plymouth dealers have men trained in the latest factory methods. This means that the mechanics who work on your car are experts. And in every DeSoto Plymouth dealer shop, you'll find special tools and costly equipment. In addition, right on hand, they have a large supply of factory-engineered and inspected Mopar parts. Yes, you'll like the way business is done at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Find this out for yourself and do it real soon. The very next time your car needs service, drive in where you see the sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the lady barber and the married man all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question. Good luck to you.
Here we go. For $2,000, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. So think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. The longest battle of our Civil War was the Seven Days Battle. What city was the objective of this great struggle?
Richmond?
Richmond is right. That's right. You win $2,000. You had the right answer, so you win $2,000. What are you gonna do with all that money?
Help her brother-in-law.
You're gonna help your brother-in-law? Why?
Ill.
Oh, he's ill. Well, that's a fine way to spend it. And you, Mabel?
Some to the cancer fund.
Some to the cancer fund. Well, those are worthy objectives, huh? Let's see, you won $2,000 plus $100 in the... How much did they win in the quiz?
$200 in the quiz.
$200 in the quiz and $2,000 cash and the secret word?
I don't think this couple said
didn't get the secret word.
Well, you won $2,200, $2,200. Congratulations and thanks to both of you from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. Just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a tip from the National Safety Council. Walkers wise, use their eyes. You Bet Your Life is transcribed from Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman, signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. Two secret word winners and a grand prize winner. A very exciting episode with some smart people and some old jokes. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our host, Anchor.fm. You can listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn or iHeartRadio. For a full list, visit our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and to find the best location that suits you. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com or leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. And speaking of Vintage Club members, this weekend it's a story of a small-town dentist who has the opportunity to kill his old rival as he sits in his dental chair. It's from the Lux Radio Theater and it's called One Sunday Afternoon. The Shadow returns on Monday, and Groucho will be back next Friday for some more You Bet Your Life. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny, signing off.